It is the Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantes. I'm Brian Noonan in for Ro and for Anna, too. I'm in for both of them. Why not? And it is time for our weekly visit with Carrie Wood, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Carrie, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I am fantastic. Did you have a good 4th?
It was it was uneventful. Got some fireworks in and enjoyed some time with the family, so it was all good.
Sounds all right to me. We're looking at baseball in the city. Both sides of town seem to be going in opposite directions. Now, the Cubs lost 6 of their last 7. Everybody knows rationally that, yes, teams ebb and flow during the season. Sometimes you go into a little slump. Is there any real reason for concern, or is this just one of those times?
I think it's just one of those times, but I mean, we saw the Sox go through it earlier. They had a rough stretch, and I think they won 7 of their last 10, so they bounced back and actually have a chance with Atlanta coming in town starting tomorrow. The Sox have a chance to pick up a few more games. Unfortunately, they've gone 7 of the last 10, but so is Cleveland and so is Detroit.
Right.
But the Sox have bounced back and played better, so the Cubs are still waiting for that bounce back. We got off to obviously a hot start, and we're hitting that time. We're our last 14 games. We've got 10 losses in our last 14 games, so obviously we're not, the Cubs aren't playing as well, but they got to bounce back. We've got Pittsburgh coming up, and as you look at the standings now, Pittsburgh's only 8.5 behind us.
And usually teams who are having a rough time, they look at the All-Star break and go, all right, we'll get to relax a little bit, we'll get to regroup, but the Cubs have 7 guys go into the All-Star game. How is that going to affect the beginning of the second half?
Well, I think Joe's going to do a good job of getting these guys rest as we come back. I mean, he's going to do everything he can for those guys. He's probably won't have that workout or a stressful workout on the one off day that those guys would get when he gets back in town. So he'll find a way to give those guys rest. But I think it's an honor. You're wearing that uniform. We've got 7 guys going to the All-Star game, which is going to be just awesome to see the Cub uniforms out there representing. And I think it's fun, and they should all be honored to supporting a city and supporting an organization.
Hey, Kerry, it's Kevin. Another rough day for the bullpen yesterday. They blew the lead late. Moving forward, and especially as we get closer to the trade deadline, is that the biggest area of need for help on this roster?
Probably. I would say so. And I like our guys. I still think we've got to get healthy. But I'm sure Joe could use another lefty down there, would like another lefty down there at some point to be able to work with. But the bullpen has to clean it up a little bit, and they've been great. They were great early. It's just right now it seems to be the offense seemed to have bounced back and got back on their feet a little bit. They were struggling there for a little while, so it's part of the season. It's ebbs and flows. It's the way it goes. But I think that's probably the only concern as far as trade deadline stuff. I'm sure the team has some tricks up their sleeve or some ideas that they want to do, but I don't see a whole lot of need anywhere else. So we got LaStella. We get LaStella back, and hopefully after the break we grab Fowler back. So that's like getting picking up 2 guys right there. Fowler's been out for a little bit, so it'll be nice to get him back after the break, and we're a lot better with him in the lineup. So
Kerry,
I think he's going to make a big difference.
If you're a guy in the pen and you've been struggling a little bit, you're not seeing action every day, how do you remedy that? What's the mental game that you have to go through to try to get yourself back?
Well, I mean, it's tough. You want to have a short memory in the pen, obviously. If there's concern and you need to fix something, you obviously want to address it. But you don't want to jump the gun too soon after 1 or 2 bad outings. The problem is, out of the pen, the game's on the line when you come in, and if you make a mistake, we lose the game. And the next night, it's a different guy that does it. All of a sudden, the bullpen's having problems, and it becomes a bigger issue than it actually is. So we've got a couple of guys down there that are going to figure some things out, but I'm not real concerned about our bullpen until we get some help or get some guys healthy. So I think you just have to mentally, you have to be ready to go back and get out there after it the next day and not dwell too much on the past and worry about the night before. But, you go out, you get your outs, whatever, if it's 1 out or if he asks you to go multiple innings. But these guys are professional. They know what they're doing. They've got a great guy down there in the pen with Lester Strode keeping them ready and keeping them calm. So, you just bounce back and go after them the next day. It's baseball.
Well, when you look at the back end of the starting rotation, Jason Hamill had his worst outing last last outing in New York. But other than that, he's been pretty good this season. Is that an area of concern for you, maybe getting another guy that can be sort of a swing guy like the way Adam Warren is, somebody who can give you bullpen help but also maybe give you a spot start on the back end of the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see what Joe wants to do with Warren. I think he threw the ball well last night. Mm-hmm. I thought he threw great. Went in and gave us five innings, and we can stretch him out a little bit further. It'll give all of our guys some rest. So, but I think in our last 14 games, I think every starter's had a blow up start in the last 14 mm-hmm. games. So you're seeing the results, and we're 4-10 in our last 14. And then the ones that we did actually score some runs and get ahead in our bullpen ends up blowing it. So it looks a lot worse than it is. But every starter the last 2 weeks has had a blow up start. And we've lost a few games late from the bullpen. So this is the same team we've had all season long. We're just going through a little stretch of bad luck, balls aren't bouncing our way. We caught a lot of breaks and played really solid baseball the first 2 months of the season. So we just got to grind this out and get to the break and get a couple days off and come back ready to go.
When you mentioned Dexter Fowler earlier, obviously he's been out with injuries. I think they've lost something like 11 of 16 without him in the lineup. How important has he been to the offense, and how huge will it be to get him back in the lineup?
Well, you just said it. You just said what our record is when he's out of the lineup. He is a table setter. He has been since day one of spring training, and he is sorely missed when he's not in that lineup. Not to say that we can't win without him, but we've had our struggles of getting the ball rolling. He is our table setter. So I think you'll see this team turn around. We get Warren in there giving some good innings to the staff and letting these guys get some rest and feel stronger and stronger. Fowler back at the top of the lineup and getting a couple other guys healthy, and you're going to see this team turn it around real soon.
Talking with Kerry Wood, his weekly visit here on the Rokan Show. You talked about maybe some pitching needed before the trade deadline. Kerry, do you think the Cubs are looking for another bat that maybe help move people around in scoring position?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking at. I can't see that this team offensively needs any help. I mean, this is a tough lineup to go up against. And like I said, LaStella brings a left-handed back to the mix that Joe can use off the bench late in games, and he gives you solid at bats late in games. So it'd be nice to have him back. But obviously, we lost left fielder to start the season. We lost Schwarber, so there's a need for a bat in there as well, I think. But I think the guys have done a great job of picking up the slack. And we lost Soler with his hamstring as well. So, I'm not sure how much they really want to put Bryant in left field, how much time they want to have him out there. But I really like him at third base, and I think we'd all love to see one more bat out there, maybe in left field. But I think this offense is showing us all what they can do, and I like the team the way it is.
You bring up Kyle Schwarber. Everybody knows he's rehabbing from his ACL injury. Yesterday he was talking about, he's been in the pool, he's been doing some stuff, which is all good news. Theo Epstein has made it pretty clear that he's not coming back this year. We'll see him in the spring. But now, because of the time of year when you get some rumors that are based in fact and rumors that are completely based in fiction, a lot of talk swirling around Kyle Schwarber. As a player, do you just tune that out? If you got all these people saying all these crazy things, and you just put your head down and stay on your business?
Yeah, you know what? If anything, you work hard, you work smart, and you get yourself ready. And if you got a chance to press the issue and at least make them think about it or bring the conversation up, even if it's in a joking manner in the clubhouse, it gives you something to strive for. It makes you work that much harder when you're coming back. So I would definitely think that he's not going to be playing this year in postseason of any sort. I think we would just. Or should all be expecting him to see him in spring and 100% healthy and ready to go.
Kerry, how much did you enjoy the All-Star Game experience? And do you have a favorite story from either of your appearances?
Yeah, no, we had the 16-inning game in New York.
That's right.
The game was over like 1:30 in the morning, so that was kind of cool. The last All-Star Game in the old Yankee Stadium. So I was glad to be a part of that one.
And we've seen in the past few years guys turning down their chance to play in the All-Star game, which I always thought was a slap in the face to the fans. But, Chris Sale is going again for his fifth year, and he said it's a huge honor. Did you feel that way when you mentioned it earlier, when you get to put on that jersey and you get to represent your league? Why do you think guys would turn it down other than that they've been injured?
Yeah, and I went 1 year when I was injured too. I felt like it was an honor to be chosen, to be selected to go be amongst the best of the best and at the highest level the game has to offer. I think it was just an honor. And like you said, you're representing the city on the front of your chest and the name on the back of your jersey. And And there's a lot more that goes into it. So I think it's an honor. And I know the guys have left early during some games, and they get their two at-bats in and get out. Some of the guys have been doing this for 12, 13 years in a row. I can understand that, but turning down an invitation to the All-Star game, I think is just, I don't know. I think it's a little disrespectful to the game and to the people that voted you there and wanted you there.
Do you like the way the voting is done?
Listen, there's going to be people are going to get snubbed every year, no matter what way you decide to vote people in. I do like the players voting. The fans, I'm not sure you get 35 votes per household or per device or something.
Yeah.
It's got a little American Idol feel to it, but I don't know. I think there's always better ways to do things.
Yeah, let's turn our attention real quick before we let you go, Kerry, to the South Side. You mentioned the Sox were going through a horrible slump. They seem to have turned it around a little bit. They've won their fifth straight series, Kevin?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
series. Miguel Gonzalez has a great seven-inning outing last night, his second seven-inning outing in a row. What do you think has turned them around, Kerry? Or is it just another case of, well, it was time. Teams go up, go down.
Yeah, obviously you get Shields just throwing the ball better. And you get a start from Gonzalez like he had the other night against the Yankees. And you combine that, and then Sale follows that up. And here you go. You got a little winning streak going. But the key is winning series. Like you said, they won five in a row, and that's the key to anything. But they've just been unfortunate. Their winnings come at the same time Cleveland was hot and Detroit's gotten hot as well. So, but I like them starting off the – getting three games against Atlanta tomorrow, a team that they should have no problems with, and hopefully get a couple of games and get a reward for that hard work that they've been and that little winning streak they've been on. So it's always frustrating when you feel like you're playing really good baseball and you start looking at standards, you're just making no ground because everybody else is playing just as good a baseball. So it'd be nice for them to stay hot through the break and then come back and see both teams in Chicago stay hot and keep it going.
There you go. Well, Kerry, thanks for the time again today, and I know we'll talk to you again next week. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.